LaTanja's professional tax service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's professional tax services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out. Watch out, watch out. Look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, that's something about you.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and good Friday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. Welcome again to On Point Talk. Yes, we are the official OPT network. I'm telling you, it has been crazy this morning. Everybody's scrambling around, but we are so happy to be with you this Friday morning. It is the weekend. Can you believe it? Time to take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and get your morning started. Let me just tell you where you can go to the website to click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. You can go to www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live, and we welcome all of our listeners from all parts of the country. We welcome you this Friday morning. Well, y'all, as always, we like to remind you, and every single morning that we're driving in, we just see so many things on the highway, so we've got to remind you, please be careful going through those crossing zones. They're so, so important. Our kids are traveling in school buses, and sometimes you see people just swerving in and out and around school buses, and it could be so dangerous. So, you know, and it's a little bit slick outside. It just seems like the roads are a little bit wet, but I just like to remind you, please slow down. Make sure you have enough time, and if you're going to be a little bit late, well, you know what? You're probably already late, so you might as well just take your time and not cause an accident in the process. We want to remind you, however, about the job fair. We talked about it on yesterday. It is really, really important that you show up. I know it's sort of a short notice, but they are looking for 300 people from this area to hire, and that is so significant. And if things work out, there are going to be many, many others that will be hired. That will be great for the economy right here in Central Louisiana. So we want to remind you today that the job fair is going to start at 10 this morning, and it's going to go through 6 o'clock. If you're unable to attend, you can always go to their website at www.jobsinalex, and this is what it looks like when you type it in, jobinalex.com. You can go to the website and you can fill out information on the website for a job. It is just critical, and we said it yesterday, and Michelle Tillis Letterman gave us some great tips. Bring your A game. Go and be on point. Be your best self. Put your best foot forward. It's going to be happening again from 10 this morning until 6. It's going to be at the Rapides Parish Exhibition Hall, and we wish every single person the best of luck. It is a great opportunity for this community, and so we want to keep you reminded about things like that. And you know what? One of the things that we talked about yesterday is you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So make a good first impression and get it done. This morning, as we switch gears, I'm going to tell you we're going to be talking about a great conference that is coming up at St. Matthew Baptist Church. It is a women's conference, and we're going to tell you all about it. We've got a room full of women that are going to give some great information, and we're going to tell you how you can become a part of this conference, how you can go in and meet people and really, really have a voice at the table, and how that will happen for each and every one of us, everyone who wants to attend. And it's an AJAM Ministries conference. It's called A Community for Women in the Pulpit, the Pew, and Public Places. And I tell you, it is absolutely free, so it doesn't get any better than that. There are no excuses about why you shouldn't be there. You need to make plans to attend. And we're going to tell you more about that when we come back from break. We're going to take a quick break here, but I'm going to introduce you to our room full, and it's going to be a great conversation, so you don't want to miss it right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart of Louisiana federal credit.
Credit Union. Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher. It is that you fail at becoming the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit. Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, absolutely dedicated to excellence. Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to hixonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there to support you with all of your insurance needs. Now, if you're in Avoyelles Parish or surrounding areas, here's the number to phone. It's 318-346-6695. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, you know it's always amazing when you have a group of incredible women who come together for a great cause. And what we're talking about this morning is AJAM Ministries. It's a community for women in the pulpit, the pew, and in public places. And let me just introduce you to everyone that we have in the studio this morning. This morning, we're joined by Glenda Spears, who is the events coordinator for AJAM. She's joining us all the way from New Orleans. Barbara Terrell, we welcome Barbara to the OPT for the very first time. She's an assistant pastor at St. Matthew Baptist Church. We're going to be joined by Karen Riley Simmons a little bit later in the show. She's a former advisory board member for AJAM. And also Reverend Sherry L. Brown Jackson. That's a mouthful. She's the director of the women's ministry at St. Matthew Baptist Church. And she's going to be delivering the message on Friday, January the 27th. Sybil Holt, who is a business owner, and she's the former president of the AFL-CIO, and she is also a member at St. Matthew Baptist Church. And we also want to welcome Mitra Baraka, who said, I don't want to say anything, I'm just here. But we welcome all of you ladies, some for the first time, some revisiting. Welcome to the OPT Network.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Glenda, I want to start with you. First of all, for all of those people who are listening who are not familiar with AJAM Ministries, tell us what that is and how it was created.
AJAM, as you said, is a ministry that supports women in ministry, in the pulpit, the pew, and the public places. A little over 10 years ago now, a lady by the name of Mary E. Washington had a vision to create a ministry that was truly for women, done by women, to just support women in all aspects of ministry. And she decided with a group of other people here in New Orleans to get this going. It was a vision that was birthed out of the process of seeing women in ministry in the early 70s, how the struggle was for them and how there was not necessarily such a warm, acceptive community to support those women. And it's not about trying to create ministers or create pastors, but it's about encouraging women to accept and recognize their gifts and support them in whatever area of ministry that they recognize they're called to work in. And so basically that's what AJAM is and what she does. And we've been doing it for 10 years now. It originally started in New Orleans, Louisiana, and was up and running and doing really well up until, you know, as well as the Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. And things changed, and so there was a shift. And so AJAM relocated to Houston, Texas, and in the process of reestablishing and thriving in Houston, our founder, Mary Washington, suffered a massive heart attack.
Wow.
And she left us. And so when she left us again, there was another major shift. But fortunately, Mary had left some wonderful instructions for us to follow. And God was in the plan, and, mm-hmm. as always. And so there were so many dynamic women who had been a part of the birthing process of AJAM, and we were able to carry on. And so we're still trying to do the ministry and the call of AJAM, and basically just to support women in all aspects, to show women, you know, what God has for them. It's for them, and there's nothing wrong with being a woman who has accepted your calling and being committed to working in ministry.
Absolutely. That is amazing. And, you know, as we sit here, a group of women sitting at the table, one of the things that, Sherry, I want you to talk about, people that will hear our broadcast this morning and hopefully will come together and converge with that same vision in mind, that each of us has our own gifts and our own talents. Sherry, what are you hoping to see at this conference this weekend?
Well, first of all, good morning, Carlette. And good morning to AJAM that's all over the country.
Absolutely.
Because we have put it out for people to listen live this morning. What I hope for people to get and to take away, I can just tell you about my experience and my 1 year of going to a jam. I had heard about it, but I had not experienced. And I went last year to New Orleans when it was at Dillard's University, and they were celebrating 10 years. I had been to conferences all over. And one of the things that I had found when I gone, you know, it was a lot of outside show, and I felt good when I was there, but then at the end of the day, there was no substance. I had nothing to take me through the what next phase.
Right.
But when I went to AJAM, I call it a no frills kind of conference. You're not going to see the vendors. You're not going to see the big hats. But you will see a group of down-to-earth women who mean business. And that's what I love. And it did not matter who you were. We were all on the same table, whether you were the judge, you were the professor at Dillard University, or, you know, you were the leadership of AJAM.
Right.
We were able to sit at the table together. And that's what we each had a gift, and every gift is recognized. And that's what I appreciate about AJAM, and that's what I want people to get when they come to St. Matthew on this weekend, coming up weekend, January 27th, 28th, and 29th.
You know, one of the things, if you've ever been to a conference, and I kind of want everybody to weigh in on this, Glenda, and I'm sure that you really will understand this when I say it. If you've ever been to a conference, especially in a large group, and it's at a church or it's at a place that you've never been, there's always that sort of apprehension about walking into a room of women that maybe you don't know. Barbara, how do you think that we get past that and we make each other feel welcome and feel comfortable in a situation and in an environment like that?
Well, good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
I think showing the love of Christ.
You know,
just going in, and I know at St. Matthew, and we're going to be the host, thank God, what we do is just embrace the women. Don't allow them to come in by themselves. Have someone there to greet them at the door. Show them love when they first walk in the door. Let them know that they are a part. We don't have leadership here, and they are down there. Everybody's on the same accord. So I'd say when they walk in the door, the first person they meet will show them the love.
Wow.
And from there, they will feel a part.
That's powerful. And Sybil, for you, I know a lot of people in Central Louisiana know who Sybil Holt is because you're one of those strong women that has really pave the way in firsts. I mean, you've been the first in so many areas in your field. How do we bring other women in that are, they haven't been the first, but they're trying to get their first out. They're trying to birth their first. How do we help those women?
Well, Carla, it's a big process. Let me just tell you that women have to recognize we really need each other. We have not come so far in this world that, you know, we can be independent, we can do it on our own. We still need each other.
Right.
And I always say women should not want to be the axiom for Sojourner Truth's statement. You know, I've looked at the enemy, and it's us, you know. And we have that problem in educating, you know, women first, and then our community, you know, our churches, our businesses, that we need each other and we have to work together in all phases and aspects of moving history forward for women.
I love that. I love that. And so, Glenda, for you, I know that this has been something that has been part of your journey and part of what you guys do. What are you hoping that women in Central Louisiana will really be able to glean from this conference?
Our hope of AJAM is that women can see other women in leadership, in ministry, that are approachable, and they can see women that they can form some type of relationship with. What we recognize in ministry for women, and not just women in pastorship or actual ministry in leadership, but all women need the support of other women when they're trying to serve God.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that we have come to know is that it can be a lonely process when you are walking in your gifts and talents. And we recognize that it is so easy for women to become discouraged. Unfortunately, even in the year of 2012, mm-hmm. we still have churches that don't recognize the gifts of women because they're women.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, you know, leadership predominantly with some men, not all men, who don't support women in ministry for whatever reason, be it a power struggle or be it just a lack of understanding on their part.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want is to help these women just move into their gifts and talents and not feel ashamed
mm-hmm.
of what God has bestowed them with. Because, you know, the more we travel the country and the more we talk to women, we recognize that there are so many women that have been sitting stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been sitting in a strange place for them because they're unsure of how to birth this thing that they have inside of them. And most oftentimes, it's because they don't know where there's some other women like them to support
wow.
them. And so what we at AGM want to do is to teach that love and support and to be that love and support for women everywhere. And if, you know, like say Matthew already has a strong women's ministry, we
mm-hmm.
want to just add to it. We want to just be another level of that. And so with the classes that we're bringing, we're helping and hoping to teach more about the balance of ministry and family and more about how to recognize your calling and
mm-hmm.
whether or not, you know, it's your season to go to ministry or to start seminary, you know, training. And so what we want to do is just work with women wherever they're at
mm-hmm.
and meet them where they are and help them, you know, work in their own area of need. We're again, like I said, we're not... Our mission at AGM is not to make 1,000 women ministers. That's not our plan. We want to just recognize the gifts and talents that these women already have and show them that it's okay. And there are women like you out here who are in the pulpit, the pew, in a public place who would love to support you and who's here to support you. And that's basically what we're hoping to accomplish.
Wonderful. Listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we want to talk about really how we help other women to birth what is deep with inside them, because we know that for many of us, we have challenges with that, and we've been talking a lot about it, and we want to focus a little bit more on that, plus so much more when we come back right after this. Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas on Point Talk. God bless us.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. We've been telling you every single day it is tax time, so we want you to make sure that you have all of your tax information right on point with Williams Tax Financial Taxes and Financial Services. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Brian Kubrow and Associates, serious injuries, well, they absolutely deserve serious considerations. If you have been in a car accident and you need to know what your legal rights are, here's what you need to do first. Phone Brian Kubrow and Associates for a free consultation by phoning 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Florida's formal wear, y'all, it's Mardi Gras time. Can you believe it? And it's also kicking off prom season. And if you're looking for an amazing gown, amazing formal wear, start at Florida's Formal Wear. She's located at 2385 South MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria, across from the mall. And you can phone Florida at 318-487-9499. Also, Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment, but they also specialize in prosthesis. If you've had breast surgery and you need prosthesis and you just need bras and things to help accessorize, help you to feel more comfortable, you want to phone Aggressive Health Solutions. Helen Velada and the team over there are absolutely wonderful. The number to phone is 318-445-4733. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus so much more. Jeremy is amazing, and he not only helps you to customize the channels that you want, but he helps you to save. 318 is the number, 767-2220. Now, if you're just joining the show, we're talking about AJAM Ministries, which is a community for women in the pulpit, in the pew, and public places. We're joined by a host of women this morning. Glenda Spears, who is the events coordinator for AJAM. Barbara Terrell, who is an assistant pastor at St. Matthew Baptist Church. Sherry L. Jackson, who is a pastor at Reverend Sherry L. Jackson, the director of the women's ministry at St. Matthew Baptist Church. Also, Sybil Holt, who is a business owner, and she's the former president of the AFL-CIO, and Mitra Baraka, who is also joining this very full conversation. And really what this is about AJAM coming to St. Matthew Baptist Church, but so much bigger than that. It's about women coming together to support each other. And Sybil, you had a point that you wanted to make, and I want you to make that point.
Yeah, and listening to Glenda's comments, you know, what struck me is that Glenda say quite often, even in the industry in which she worked, which is the religious community, that women are told what they can do, and they're limited by this. And I find that so true, because I have been amazingly and disappointedly shocked about the number of churches in our own community that do not allow women in the pulpit. I don't understand that. You know, for religious people, for Christians, we know God poured his spirit out on Jews and Gentiles, men and women alike.
Absolutely.
How can you lead a congregation, a people, a community, and then still maintain that mentality that there's a difference between God's children? You know, I just don't understand that. But my point in making that comment is that women who have the opportunity to speak need to speak out. Don't be afraid. Don't let them whip women back into their places with the Bible about what women should do according to the Bible, because that's not what the Bible really says.
Right. Yeah. And so, Glenda, what do you think about Sybil's comment? Because that is something that we've talked about on this show before. What do you think about that?
Well, she's absolutely correct. In this day and age, women still run into a lot of, for lack of a better word, ignorance about their calling when it comes to women being called to preach. And amazingly enough, surprisingly enough, it's not always men who are, apprehensive of women preaching. More oftentimes, we run into other women who won't accept a woman in a pastoral or a ministerial role because of their own ignorance and lack of understanding. What we encountered in dealing with churches, our approach at AJAM is typically to go in on one-on-one and speak to the head pastor or the senior pastor of a church to talk to him about what we're trying to do, who we are. Because, again, we're not trying to take over your church, or we're not trying to cause an uprising with your women. We're not trying to encourage women that they have to preach in order to serve.
Right.
That's not what we're about. And sometimes men and women tend to get that confused. They believe that if a woman is called to preach, she must want to be a pastor. And that's not synonymous. You know, and we have to explain that to people oftentimes, that every woman who's called to preach is not necessarily called to be a pastor. You know, every woman who's called to teach is not necessarily called to be the head of the educational ministry. It's not synonymous. But what we want people to understand is that God said that every is to serve. So if God calls someone, who are we to tell someone that that's not their calling?
And so, Glenda, let me stop you right there. In 2012, the fact that, and Sybil makes an excellent point, the fact that we're still having to have this conversation in 2012, what does that tell us about where we are as a community of women, not only in the pulpit, but in the pews and in public places? What does that really say about how far or how little we've really done?
It says we have a lot of work to do. We have to be supportive of women openly. And that's the key, openly, because, you know, me standing behind you saying, girl, that was a wonderful message, that was a powerful sermon, it does something for you. But I need to be able to stand up before my friends and my family and say, you know, Reverend Sherry is a powerful preacher. She's
absolutely.
She's not a powerful woman, but she's a powerful preacher.
Absolutely.
And that's what we are not seeing enough of, just the community support. You know, we've had women that we've worked with in AJAM who even explained that their own families have turned away when they've accepted their calling.
Wow. Let Sybil make a point real quick right here. Go ahead, Sybil.
The point I wanted to make, and what intrigues me about AJAM, it's pulpit, pews, and community.
Absolutely.
And the operative word mm-hmm. is community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I cannot tell you how many women we have in ministry
mm-hmm.
in this area, but they're so busy trying to find their place
right.
in the church.
Wow.
They're not in the community. But if they were able to get out into the community and do the things they ought to be about,
right.
things that women are concerned about, whether you're a minister, a business person, a welfare woman, you know, whether you're Asian, you're white,
right.
you know, it doesn't
right.
matter, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
We have a common thread.
That's
we're
exactly
mothers,
right.
we're daughters, we're sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's our common thread.
Absolutely.
And what we have learned is that as women, we are still limited.
Absolutely. We welcome Karen Riley Simmons to the conversation. She is the former advisory board member of AJAM. Karen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
How do you weigh in on all this, Karen?
One of the ways that I weigh in with AJAM, and I've been involved with AJAM for years,
mm-hmm.
Almost from its inception, I am not called to preach.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a called minister
mm-hmm.
in the church, but I am a woman in the community. I am one of those women in the public places.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also an equally important leg.
Sybil, you
AJAM,
said it. It's a ministry.
It's
that
AJAM.
Is a ministry, too.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a businesswoman and in my work in the community. I'm a volunteer in the community.
Right.
Those types of things are also the types of things that AJAM is encouraging and
mm-hmm.
supports
mm-hmm.
and helps to encourage in women and develop.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've said it so many times on this show. I believe that women of all ethnicities, of all age groups, we're all really cheerleaders. Or if we're not, we should be. Whether you wore a short skirt or not, it is our responsibility. And I was saying this to the ladies before we started the show, that although we can't reach every woman's group, but this is a mission for us to reach out and sow a seed into every field that we can, to empower women to be their best selves, to find yeah. that voice, whether it's in the pulpit, whether it's in business, whether it's in the community, because all of them, Glenda, wouldn't you agree, and Barbara as well, they're all equally important.
Extremely, extremely. The church does not function without women.
Absolutely.
And we forget that sometimes. If you actually go to any church in America and ask all the women to step out, and
mm-hmm.
expect it to run, it won't happen.
You'll have an empty church.
Exactly. Sybil said, hey, Glenda, Sybil said you'll have an empty church. That's 100% right.
Absolutely. We do everything in the church, and that's one of the things that's so amazing, because like that, we don't recognize the actual power we possess as women.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not about trying to take over, but you have a strong voice in numbers.
And you know what? Glenda, let me interrupt you right there. And I wonder why it is, ladies, why we always feel like if we use our strong voice, we feel like we've got to say we're not trying to take over. What's up with that? I mean, what's up with that? Everybody's looking at me like, I don't know what's up with. I mean, don't you get that whenever women are talking,
yeah.
they're like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to take over.
And, you know, you have to be bold enough to say, well, yeah, yes, I am, you know, because I am a leader and I can do this.
And we're doers.
And I'm good at
right.
it.
Absolutely.
So why shouldn't I be able to do
and
it?
And it's almost apologetic. Go ahead, Sherry.
One of the things that we have to, for women, I think the key is know yourself first.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Before you get into the pulpit, the pew, or the public
place,
is to
mm-hmm.
know yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And to love and appreciate yourself. To mm-hmm. as the Mississippi Mass Choir song said, God made me
mm-hmm.
and he made me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
When I understood who I am,
mm-hmm.
then it helps me to understand how I operate,
mm-hmm.
when I need to pull back, because I know me. I know my personality. And so I think when we first understand ourselves and we are secure in ourselves,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to be Carlette. I will never be Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a little bit of trouble. But when I understand me,
right,
I'm okay.
That's a great point. My producer is saying we got to take a break. And I'm like,
oh
no, I know. But when we come back, this is what I want to talk about, because this is critical. Knowing you and loving you, that is so easy to say, But for a lot of women, it is not there. And we got to figure out how to help each other, how to get there. We got to take a break right after this. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist. Specializing in individual and business returns, Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Spray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply,
for the benefit of mankind. It will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hi, my name is Dr. Lisa Newman. I am director of the Breast Care Center at the University of Michigan, and I specialize in managing breast cancer. And I had a wonderful time working with Carlette Christmas on an on-point interview educating the public about breast cancer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. We want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. When you're in Alexandria and Rapides Parish, here's the number we want you to phone, 318-487-1881. Remember, y'all, it's tax season. Williams Tax and Financial Services, proud sponsors of the OPT Network. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they absolutely remove your doubts. And here's the number, 318-445-4582. Tanja's Professional Tax Service, that's in Bunky. It's tax time, and if you're looking for a great preparer, start with Tanja's Tax Professional Services. She's at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunky, or you can phone her at 318-346-6788. Axion, Texas, Louisiana. The number to phone is 888-215-2373, extension 1560. And, of course, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones. And Chance DeWitt Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. For more information, you can phone them at 318-442-0106. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we are having an amazing conversation about the St. Matthew Baptist Church Women's Conference. Y'all, I have so many things traveling around in my mind right now. And we have just had such a full conversation on and off the air. And we want to welcome back to the show Glenda, Barbara, Karen, Reverend Sherry L. Jackson. Sybil Holt had to leave us. But, Sybil, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. And also Mitra Baraka, who also joined the conversation. And one of the things that Mitra said in leaving, they had to leave us this morning, she said, you know what, all women need to embrace this. And Mitra, you are a quiet and amazing spirit, and I think you're absolutely on point. But one of the things that we were talking about before we went to break is loving ourselves and what that means to each and every one of us, and hopefully what that means to you. And Barbara, I want to start with you. What that means to really love and embrace yourself. What does that mean for you?
For me, to love myself, I first had to know who Christ was, because he is love. That was the only way that I could truly love myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's through his eyes. Because if not, then you hold on to the past. You'll hold on to the unforgiveness. You don't think highly of yourself. But until Christ comes into your life and you are able to let go of those past hurts, then you can become who God intended for you to be.
And I think that's so powerful, Barbara. But I'm going to have to challenge that just a little bit.
Okay.
Because we always talk like every woman that we're talking to knows God and has accepted God. But what do we say to those women that are not there yet?
To me, the women that are not there yet, then they see it through me. They see it through my compassion.
That's good.
How I reach out to them. How I show them the love of Christ.
And so, Karen, for you, what does it mean for you, that self-love that we talk about that seems so easy? It's so easy to say. What does that mean for you?
I agree with Barbara that much of it does exist, and we get it from our relationship with Christ. And I agree with you, Carlette, that every woman is not there. We're all in different places. But one thing that I think about is that God has equipped each one of us. Whether we are close to him or far apart, each one of us is equipped with unique talents and skills and qualities and characteristics. We can most maximize those through our relationship with Christ. But anybody can see what they're what they're good at, what they're passionate mm-hmm, about. Mm-hmm. What, you know, there is something about each one of us that we can love, that others can see. Sometimes we as women don't even see it in mm-hmm. ourselves. We talk negatively about ourselves. Oh, I'm just.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm just mm-hmm. that. But I think in the fullness, we get the fullness of that, of course, through our relationship with Christ. We see that we are not just anything.
That's good.
We are loved and affirmed mm-hmm. through him to be all that he created us to be. But each one of us, by the very fact that we are here, he has given us and put something, imbued us with mm-hmm. something that he wants to grow, that he wants to nurture, mm-hmm. that he wants to bring forth. And we as other women, as you said, Barbara, other women who are not, don't have that relationship yet, mm-hmm. can see it and can get it mm-hmm. through us mm-hmm. because we can nurture that in other women. We can That's affirm right. that from Christ to them.
Right.
You know, that they can feel respected.
Right.
Esteemed.
Important.
Important.
And just really worthy. And, you know, worthy. Glenda, I want you to speak to this, because when we talk about having women's conferences and women coming together, especially in any setting, I hope that movement and that meeting at St. Matthew's on January 27th, starting January 27th, will not just bring in women from the church, but that will bring in women from the community. And sometimes church people, church women, sometimes we can be more holy mm-hmm. than earthly good. And so right. I want you to speak to that, to those women that really need a touch, that really need some real women that love God and that just don't love God on Sunday and on Wednesday night, but they love God all the time. I want you to really encourage those women, because those are the women that we really have to pay special attention to and love on.
Absolutely, absolutely. And AGM is excellent at doing that. I can honestly say we are comprised of a bunch of women from all over the country who are just genuinely in love with being in love with Christ. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I appreciate, that we do come from all walks of life. We come from all backgrounds. We have so many stories. And we're not ashamed to share our story. And that's the thing that we are good about. It is a warm, fuzzy feeling when we get together. Mm-hmm. And we genuinely enjoy each other's company. Now, don't get me wrong. We fight, too. Yes, we do.
Well, we wouldn't be like sisters. We wouldn't be sisters if we did.
We fight like sisters, but we love with the love of Christ. And I encourage any woman out there who's listening, if you are in need of just support, mm-hmm. some unconditional love and support from women that look like you. And when I say look like you, they look like you because they have the same wounds and scars.
I like that.
We all have similar stories. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have or don't have. It doesn't matter how many children you have or don't have. We all, when we get naked before Christ, mm-hmm. we are all so much alike.
Absolutely.
It's hard sometimes to see me from seeing you. We have the same story overall. What you mentioned about we're all seeking love and support. We all want to learn how to love ourselves, how to be better women, how to be better sisters, mm-hmm. how to be better friends. And it begins with first loving ourselves. And that's what I know personally I've gotten from the AJM community. It allows you to recognize your own individual gifts and talents. It allows you to express yourself. The community has supported everyone mm-hmm. within the AJM family. And like I mentioned earlier, we're not trying to create ministers. We're not trying to make everybody preach. Mm-hmm. What we believe in is meeting you wherever you are. So if where you're at is you are new to Christ and you're still just trying to seek understanding mm-hmm. for your purpose in this world, we can help you with that.
Absolutely.
If you are someone who already has a mission and a ministry that you're working to birth, we can help you with that. If you're just trying to make sure that the calling you've accepted, you know, how you're going to go to the next level, we can help you with that. But we tell people all the time, I can't tell you what God has called for you.
Exactly.
But what I can help you do is better understand how your calling is to be used.
Absolutely.
And how you're to figure out what your place is in life. So I encourage
any woman out there, you know, young, old, and we deal mm-hmm. with young girls as well as, you know, our senior saints. You know, there's a place in the kingdom of God for everyone.
Each and every
and
one of us.
All is welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sherry, I want you Absolutely. To weigh in. I want you to weigh in also on self-love and, you know, seeing and being in business as well and seeing so many women in so many diverse areas. For you, what does that mean?
One of the things that you said earlier, Carlette, was that as women, we sometimes ask the questions, well, why not me? I've been...
And we were talking about this during the break, and just to catch everybody up to speed to the conversation, what we were saying during the break is this. A lot of times we get jealous of other women because we feel like I'm smarter, I'm cuter, I've served longer, you know, I've got more expertise in that field. And then you see somebody that seems like they come out of nowhere and they jump ahead of you. And immediately that inner critic that Tyra Moore talks about, that inner critic, and we know that's the devil, comes in and says, well, why did she get to that position and I didn't? And so that was sort of the vein that we were talking about.
When you said that, I almost wanted to shout. I did in my spirit because my sermon Friday night
Uh-oh.
Is what do you do until then?
Oh, that's
until
good.
God does
oh, that's powerful.
What he promised you to do.
Wow.
And we talk about Jeremiah 29:11. God knows, I know the plans and all mm-hmm, of that. Mm-hmm. But there were some things that had to be done before we got to Jeremiah 29:11. See, we don't know what you went through before you got in the front, in the forefront.
Exactly.
We don't know the time that you was in.
And we don't know what you're going through when you look like you're in the front.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
that's right.
I mean, I just shouted within my spirit, and I said, thank you, God, I'm on the right road.
Exactly.
Because I want to talk about on Friday night, what do you do until then?
Oh, that's powerful. Something just came over me.
What do you do until then? Until your
But time. Let me just tell you, and hopefully maybe this will resonate with your spirit, but this is what you do until then. You find another sister and you begin to serve.
Mm-hmm.
You begin mm-hmm. to allow that sister to mentor you. You become her metaphorical and her cheerleader in the flesh. Even when it's hard, mm-hmm. even when it looks like God has forgotten about you and you're like the kid in the class raising your hand saying, oh, what about me? What about me? God has not forgotten
you. He has not forgotten
That's
you.
Right.
And what he's telling you based on Jeremiah 29:1-11,
uh-huh.
before you get to 11, you got to start at 1.
Exactly.
He said, you be productive where you are. Because you are not going anywhere yet.
Absolutely. We got to. It's getting hot in here. We got to take a break. But we're back to close out after this. Oh, that's good. That's good.
I saw an angel of Adam Shaw. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, cause I'll never be with you.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida is located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar and Golden Globe Award winner and international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Hello, I'm Judge Glenda Hatchett of the nationally syndicated television show Judge Hatchett. See me all the time on Judge Hatchett. And I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, that's Darlene St. Romain and her team. You can phone them at 318-346-2540 or 337-942-9939. And of course, Be Unique Hair Salon, that's Nora Clayton and her amazing team. Phone for appointment Tuesday through Saturday at 318-442-7204. And this entire segment is brought to you by Williams Tax and Financial Services, reminding you that it is tax time. If you're just joining us, what an amazing conversation we're having. Hate to wrap it up, but you know what? We're telling you all about the conference that's going to be held at St. Matthew Baptist Church. It's going to start on January the 27th, which is tonight.
Friday
night.
Friday coming.
January 27th through the 29th. The number to phone for more information is 318-445-8634. And the church is located at 5605 Old Boyce Road. And everybody who is in Central Louisiana knows about St. Matthew Baptist Church, and Reverend Joe Green. Also, let me just say welcome back to Glenda, Barbara, Karen, Reverend Sherry Jackson. We also want to thank Sybil Holt for joining us and Mitra Baraka. What a great conversation it is. And before we went to break, we were just talking about what you do until that moment happens for you. And great conversation on and off the air. And one of the things that we were talking about was when you're in that middle place, you know, and Sherry brought up a great point about what scripture says about, you know, I'll show you the end from the beginning. But you know what? God doesn't show us what happens in that middle passage, in that in-between time. And if we could just really get down on our knees and not just talk about faith, but have faith and know that, and I love what you said, Glenda, just stay in your season and stay in your lane.
Because a blessing out of season is a curse.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. It could kill you. That is, mm-hmm. that right. is absolutely powerful. And this is what I want to do. I want to encourage women who are in a place of, maybe you are in a place where you just feel broken, or you feel like you have seen everybody step ahead of you, or what it seems like. And DC and I say it all the time. It is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so sometimes you can see people sprinting ahead of you and you seem to be at the back of the pack. But we want to just encourage people this morning that this is a conference that you need to attend for that encouragement, for that understanding about where you are in your gifting, because each and every one of us has a gift that lies within. And some of the things that you guys are going to talk about, Glenda, at the conference is the power of praise. And you know what? When praises go up, we know that blessings absolutely come down. Another thing that you're going to be talking about is balancing church and family. Seminary or not, everybody is not called to the ministry. And Karen so eloquently said it, but we all have our own things that we're called to do that really, it's a ministry because it blesses God.
That's right.
And so God can see, people can see God hopefully in us.
We are so excited about, St. Matthew is so excited about AJAM coming to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm. And this is a really big deal.
This is a real big deal, so, and that's why I'm just so excited and I get to preach. because, you know, there's some heavy hitters in AJAM.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I thank God that we get to do it on my turf, so mm-hmm. if something mm-hmm. goes wrong, I got my
go ahead, Karen. And I amen that, Sherry, because what I'm looking at is, as I said to you, Carlette, when Katrina hit in New Orleans, AJAM was birthed in New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
When Katrina hit, AJAM went to Houston and all over the place, really, mm-hmm. because the women who were involved were scattered. I was scattered to Alexandria,
mm-hmm.
and I had told Sherry about AJAM. I had encouraged her to come to the conference, Sherry and others. I said, please come, and I would tell them every year, mm-hmm. AJAM, you want to go to AJAM?
Uh-huh.
Come on, go to AJAM.
One year,
Sherry said, well, she asked me a question, and she knew someone else
uh-huh.
who also was telling her about AJAM, someone uh-huh. in Tennessee. And last year, Sherry said, Karen, are you going to the conference? Because I'm going to the conference, and my spirit just leapt with joy.
Wow.
However, I couldn't make last year's conference because of family obligations. But she went, and
uh-huh.
all was, you know, now
uh-huh.
we see the harvest,
yeah. right?
Or the harvest coming, how it's growing
right.
here in Alexandria, and AJAM is coming to Alexandria, and I'm too like,
and
why?
You know what, Karen, you probably thought, and Glenda, you guys probably thought when Katrina happened and everybody had to scatter. But, you know, we never know. There's always, even in what seems to be a mess, God turns it into a message. And he has a way of just making things work out. And maybe by scattering all the women, you know, AJAM was able to go throughout the country. And just,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's and exactly not just in happened. New Orleans. Go ahead.
And I know we're getting ready to shut it down, but I want to thank Minister Geraldine Majors all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, who sent me a message on Facebook that she was listening to the show and we were doing a great job. So I thank you, Minister Geraldine, and so many other the other AJAM members out there who are listening this morning. Thank you for believing in us enough to bring AJAM to Alexandria.
And Minister Geraldine, we welcome you and Tennessee to the OPT network. Now you're on point. We fully expect that you will be listening in at www.onpointcxmas.com. And we welcome and we say hello to all of our listeners throughout the country who are listening via the website. This has been an incredible conversation, one that we love to have. And I hope, you know, one of the things that we say on the show, and it's a newism, and for people who listen to the show, our uncle Steve Sweezy, who went home to be with the Lord, who imparted so many things in our lives. You know, sometimes when people go home to be with the Lord, they're more alive in your spirit now than they ever were. And so the things that we call newisms are things that he left for us. And he said, you know, take it buffet style. And so we hope that you will at least take one thing from this buffet that will change your life. And maybe that one thing may be the AJAM conference at St. Matthew Baptist Church. The pastor is Reverend Joe Green. He's got an amazing staff of women. And the number to phone for more information is 318-445-8634. The church is at 5605 Old Boyce Road. It's going to be on January the 27th through the 29th. And you know what? It is absolutely free. It is free. And, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. What time? Give the times.
7 p.m. January 27th, 8 on that Saturday. And Pastor Waddell, Maxine Waddell, is preaching at St. Matthew, 11 a.m. that Saturday.
All right. We are so out of time. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Reverend Sherry Jackson. Thank you, Sybil Holt. Thank you, Mitra Baraka. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself and have a great and a safe weekend. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas. We'll see you right back here on Monday.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.